said okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill at the dark.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel says the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder was arrested in record time.
In less than 36 hours, 33 to be precise, thanks to the full weight of the federal government and leading out with the partners here in the state of Utah and Governor Cox, the suspect was apprehended in a historic time period.
In custody, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who lives in South Utah, about 300 miles from the scene of the shooting. Robinson's family members were the ones who contacted authorities. Utah Governor Spencer Cox with more on the messages found on the shell casings that police found on scene.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this?" question mark. Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
This is ABC News. After finishing a four-day visit to the UK, in which Prince Harry met with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months, the prince is now in Ukraine. It was a surprise visit. He's now talking to wounded veterans. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more.
We know this is something that's so important to the prince. He served 10 years in the military, including two tours in Afghanistan. He started the Invictus Games back in 2014, and he has been to Ukraine before. In April, he visited a rehabilitation center in the western part of the country, but this is his first time in Kyiv, a place, so we have to remember that the Russians are currently bombing regularly.
The prince was expected to meet with about 200 Ukrainian vets. The president of Nepal appointing a former Supreme Court justice as interim prime minister, the first woman to head the Asian country's government. The move coming after massive protests collapsed the former government. Those demonstrations were set off by a social media ban, which has since been overturned. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering their own security in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
The idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed, so like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63, a lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, a high of 78. Currently, it's 62.
Local news and time with kids. Start your morning every morning with Dan Marcus right here on 97.9 and WGBW. And your truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Just a reminder to De Pere residents, today is the deadline. If you want a tree planted by the city on your property, you got to pick from the ones that they have available, but you need to do that by today. Get it scheduled at least and picked out. And then the trees, I think, are going to be planted sometime in October.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always On Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM, then advertise.
WGBW. Mama said there'd be days like this. Victory Fridays. I started with some apple cider this morning, which was a nice little change from coffee. But now I'm on my first cup. I couldn't make it through the whole morning. I know.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
Local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW, and we promise you a local news update every single half hour, like this one from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage 1 bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely held steady. UW-Stevens Point, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Milwaukee led the way in increased enrollments, but enrollment at UW-Green Bay did tick up by a few hundred to about 11,500 this fall. UW-Oshkosh, though, reported a decline of about 500 students. The Fox City's campus closed at the end of the spring semester because of declining enrollment. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63. A lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday. A high of 78. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
On 97.9 WGBW, on Monday morning, new Wisco weekend starts at 8 o'clock right here. Get you caught up on what's going on in Green Bay and the Fox Valley.
She should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no. No.
love you. Whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm.
WTBW, bringing you everything from Sly and the Family Stone to the Beatles.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care
for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. For money, money can buy me love. Now buy me love, love, buy me love.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and boy, do we have a lot of talent here in the afternoon. I mean, not so much right now, but come 2 o'clock when Eric Westfall comes in the studio. Get ready. He's going to take you from 2 until 6 o'clock, and he has another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to The Play That Goes Wrong, which he stars in. That's right. Stage actor Eric Westfall. You can win tickets from him. Coming up, start listening at 2 o'clock. I don't know when he's going to give you that keyword, but you can text for your chance to win. Download the Civic Media app so you can get ready to text and win with Eric right here on WGBW.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
97.9 WGBW with another local news update, national news, and sports all coming your way at the top of the hour, right at noon.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do? Say hello. can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
If you listen to us at work, the time will go faster. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny.
Sunny one so true, I love you. I love
sunny.
You. I love
sunny.
You.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
Baby, don't you wanna go?
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 days after a gunman fired off one shot, hitting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a speaking event at Utah Valley University, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox today says they have a suspect in custody, identified as Tyler Robinson. The governor credited the 22-year-old's family for reaching out to law enforcement. Cox also says authorities analyzed spent and unspent cartridges from a rifle found in the woods near campus.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist."